This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you loved the film, I can only imagine you need to know about the Owen Brothers' new movie, I Still Believe. This is essentially a real-life romance between singer-songwriter Jeremy Camp and his first wife, Melissa, who died of cancer shortly after they were married. I guess it's not dissimilar to the C.S. Lewis story, Shadowlands. It's a tale of what love looks like in tough times. Laura Bennett's here. She's seen it. Hey, Laura.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Jeremy Camp, he's a big star in the US. He's not, I think, quite as well known here, but for those who aren't familiar with Jeremy Camp or his music, can you tell us a little bit about him?
He's been in the music industry for a while. If you've not yet heard of him, you've got 11 albums of back catalogue that you could go and explore until your heart's content. He's won a number of Dove Awards and he's also been nominated for a Grammy. So he does have quite strong musical chops. But for serious fans, they'll know his backstory, which is what I Still Believe goes into. And that is of his first wife, Melissa, who he met during a worship event on their college campus, saw her out in the crowd and thought there's something different about her. She's the one. Started dating her, and very soon into their relationship, she got a cancer diagnosis, a very serious one. He was already performing to thousands of people as part of his career. Got fans to pray with him, believe for her healing. She miraculously recovers, and then, it's not spoiling anything, you know this is where the movie's going, she unfortunately gets the cancer back, passes away, all within such a tight time frame. They had got married, they had had their honeymoon, everything, and then he's since gone around the world sharing her story of hope, of grief, etc. And he's now married. He's been married for 16 years with three kids. So he's had quite a full life in the last few years.
Wow, that's full on. So what does the movie pick up the story?
It takes you right back to the beginning when Jeremy is just heading off to college. He's got high hopes about where his music can go. He just has his eyes open to the world and he's trying to cut his teeth in music. And then he does meet Melissa, played by Britt Robertson. He sees her and realizes that they do have this deep connection. And I spoke with Jeremy recently about the movie, and he called it a supernatural God-given love that he had for her, which almost in some ways meant that he did marry her. He did sign up for a relationship that he didn't know how it was going to end, which gave her somebody who ended up being there with her right through one of the most horrible moments of her life, but meant that she wasn't alone in such a tragic situation.
So basically it's like he is God's provision for her.
Totally, which is just incredible.
So, I mean, we know it's not going to have a happy ending. It looks absolutely heartbreaking. Why would anyone want to watch this, Laura?
I think because we all like stories of hope, and that's very much what Jeremy's is about, because we all know that life carries with it tragedy, loss, to different extents and in different ways for sure. You know, not all of us are going to go through what Jeremy went through, but I think no matter what you are going through, his is an example of how you can still find hope, you can still know that God is good, particularly if you're a Christian, if you're someone who prays and you're expecting to get a result that's going to look one way and you don't get that result. How do you keep trusting in God and how do you see his providence in a situation that goes completely in a different direction to what you thought that it would? And incredibly too, for Jeremy to be remarried with kids and for his wife Adrienne to be so happy to carry the legacy of a woman that was obviously a very significant part of Jeremy's life.
Yeah.
Their marriage is also something to admire and be inspired by as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point, Laura. So look, I mean, in this uncertain era of coronavirus and healthcare's front and center, is there a message in this film, do you think, for today's audience?
Absolutely. And I go back to something Jeremy said in our interview, which quick tease will be on the Hope website shortly. He said that in panic, in tragedy, the thing that got him through was Jesus, and that's what he wants to point other people to as well. So the real message is find hope in Jesus regardless of your situation.
Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
That's Laura Bennett. We've been talking about the real life romance, I Still Believe. It's in cinemas now.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.